Well, you don't reduce suffering drastically overnight. It's always a process. But I would say this summit is an example of mobilization for years to send the strong message that we have to be serious about putting human beings in the center. The first three words of the Charter is "We the peoples." And when I travel around the world and see the effects of man-made disasters, crisis, and I see the effects of natural disasters, I really say to myself there has to be a new mobilization. And therefore we have identified five particular areas where we count on concrete results coming out of this meeting. One is on prevention, that we have to act earlier and do so more effectively to stop disasters from turning into mass atrocities. We have to find a stop to this decay of international humanitarian law, the outrageous examples of civilians paying an enormous price and hospitals and schools being attacked. Thirdly, we need to take away the sometimes artificial line between humanitarian action and development, because out there in the field, after a disaster, you need both food and medicine, you need water, but you may also need shelter and jobs and so forth. And this is our common joint work.
What would you consider a failure?
Well, a failure would be if we simply leave and the discussion here just dissipates and no action is taken. But that's why we have chosen this method of not only taking part in the debate, but also making commitments so that it's not only words, but also action. But then, of course, we also will report back to the General Assembly of the United Nations the results of this meeting. What is now the next stage? And the next stage is, in bureaucratic language, implementation, and in other types of language, get things done and live up to what you promise, live up to what we intend to do, and live up to proving that United Nations works and proving that multilateral cooperation is the right idea.
You've traveled a lot, you've seen the suffering with your own eyes. What would be your personal plea, request to the world leaders at the summit?
My plea is for them to, even if they sit in a meeting room with interpreters and running around between different localities of the conference, is that they never forget the child who doesn't get an education because of the crisis that goes on, the war that goes on, the woman that gets raped in a horrible part of instilling fear in a conflict, the enormous needs that arise when you have a drought, when you have an earthquake, and that we always remember the three first words of the Charter, "We the peoples." That, to me, is the driving force that in the end we are accountable to the people. And this is an attempt to say to the world that the United Nations wants to remind the world of the humanity that we need to mobilize now.